Ireland is taking part in a major international cyber defence training exercise this weekend. A joint Irish and South Korean team of nearly 200 personnel are involved in the operation, which sees staff having to deal with critical infrastructure coming under attack from hackers. It's been led by the National Cyber Security Centre. Let's talk to our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan, who's across this training exercise. So what's involved here, Brian?
Well, Brian, I'm speaking to you from the control centre here at the National Cybersecurity Centre. Around me, there's dozens of cybersecurity experts, members of the Irish Defence Forces, representatives from private sector technology companies, and they're all working together to deal with multiple fake cyber attacks. 18 fictitious networks are coming under attack from the fictitious country of Crimsonia, and they're targeting critical infrastructure such as energy systems, gas pipelines, 5G networks, healthcare facilities. This is a joint Irish and South Korean team made up of 200 personnel, and they're involved really in what is effectively a war game, and it's called Operation Locked Shields. It's a NATO-led operation, Ireland just one of 8 non-NATO members taking part. It's all about training staff for the real-world cyber attacks that have happened and will inevitably happen again. It's been running since 2010, this Locked Shields operation, but it's Ireland's first time taking part. And it's not just about dealing with the technical problems. It's all about dealing with the legal ramifications, the political ramifications, and all about winning the information war. An entire fake social media network has been set up, packed with misinformation and disinformation, to train staff on how to deal with that kind of thing. Now, of course, Brian, all of this coming just a month before we have major elections here in Ireland and across Europe. So certainly the cyber defence experts here talking about how electoral interference very much on the radar, and they point to the establishment of an Comisión Tadhg Cáin, the new electoral commission, Comisión a man, the new media regulator, and a disinformation strategy soon to be launched by the government. Now, as I said, all of this being coordinated by the National Cyber Security Centre. Its director is Richard Brown. I was speaking to him a little earlier, and he explained to me how the training exercise is working.
The structure you see here is essentially what we do every day in managing and defending against cyber attacks affecting critical infrastructure against government. But we have the full workflow here. So we have everything from incident response, forensics, through to strategic communications over here. So it's a full national cyber response to serious cybersecurity incidents, but in a competitive global environment.
And that's Richard Brown from the National Cyber Security Centre, ending that report from Brian O'Donovan.